Well, as you've no doubt heard on the bulletin, a cabinet subcommittee is meeting this lunchtime to discuss Ireland's planning and response to the spread of COVID-19. George Lee, RT's environment and science correspondent, is there waiting for a briefing, which is due to happen at the end of that meeting, and joins us now. George, the meeting is ongoing, so no news from that meeting as of yet.
That's correct, Claire. No news. So they've been in there since about, I'd say, around 11:30 or thereabouts. And it's expected to go on for a little bit longer. There's a lot of issues that they're looking at. They're getting briefings from the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, and also from the Chief Executive of the HSE. And they're trying to figure out what's the best way forward in relation to dealing with the crisis that's there. Big decisions have to be taken. I know people talk about things like parades, but there are bigger decisions than that, really, which have to be taken right across the whole health service. The stuff at the weekend in relation to how models would suggest how a virus like this could spread into the community were quite stark and would really be a serious concern for the health service. The suggestion that 1.9 million people in the end could potentially be impacted by this virus, and then the question of how many of them would be severe, how many of them would be critical, and do they have the facilities for them. So that's a very, very big issue for them. And so they're the kind of things they're trying to make decisions on. And for instance, in Cork now this morning, work is underway to convert a disused building in St Mary's Health Campus in Grona Bróthair into an isolation unit for coronavirus patients. That is Grove House, hasn't been used for a number of years. So lots of work being done all over the health system in relation to preparing for this.
OK, and we're going to hear more about that on the programme shortly. You spoke about parades, and I know it might seem to some as though it's a minor issue, but there are some local towns and organisations making their own calls on that today.
There are. There's a good few now which have made that call. If you take it, Sligo is latest, so they will not be proceeding with their parade at the moment. County Wicklow, you've got Greystones, you've got Newtown, you've got Wicklow Town, as far as I know. You also have in Kildare, you've got Clane, Maynooth, Newbridge. They've all made decisions to postpone their parades. In Cork, Youghal, Cove, Middleton, Bantry, Blarney, Whitegate, it goes on. In Tipperary, Templemore. Obviously, internationally, San Francisco, and right across the board, people are looking at these and making decisions. So there's an extent to which perhaps the public may have been ahead of some of the politicians in relation to this, because they're worried. And obviously the organisers of those events are looking at those kind of issues right now. But either today or tomorrow, no doubt the government will come out with more significant advice in relation to the big St Patrick's Day parades.
Yes, and in Dublin, as we know, we haven't had a word on whether that's cancelled yet. As it stands, it is going ahead, but that may, as you say, change. The Taoiseach then, there's been information coming from the Taoiseach's office that his visit to the United States this week is going to be curtailed.
Yeah, insofar as it's shortened, I think he may have been due. He was due to go on Tuesday. He's going to go on Wednesday now. He was due to visit New York on his way and attend a couple of events there. He's not going to do that. He's going to go straight to Washington, obviously, and deal with the issues he has to. But again, everywhere you look, government is making decisions which are being impacted by this coronavirus.
There's been clarification as well, George, from some hospitals which are continuing with their outpatients appointments, because obviously there is a sense that there's some confusion as to what might be going ahead and what is not.
That's right. SAILTA, which is a hospital group for the West and the Northwest, had issued a statement about visitor restrictions, I think it was on Friday night. And it came on top of visitor restrictions being imposed elsewhere, particularly in Cork and obviously through the Limerick group of hospitals as well. In those cases in Cork and in Limerick, they have other issues too, because they had coronavirus cases confirmed there. So there are issues in relation to health professionals isolating, and decisions been taken about whether or not they would come back. But in terms of the West and the Northwest, Letterkenny and so on, they have announced in Sligo and Letterkenny that the outpatient and X-ray and other scheduled procedures are still going ahead as usual. Okay. They have not cancelled them. They've asked people, of course, to be aware of the visitor restrictions, but they are making it clear that as of now, there's no change. If you have an appointment, it's going to go ahead in those places.
George, the latest update we have is that there are 33 confirmed cases on the island of Ireland. When are we going to get an update on that?
6 o'clock this evening, I understand, the press briefing for which would give us the information on that is scheduled for. So as you say, there are 21 cases in the Republic now. There are 12 in the North, bringing it to 33. And so every day we'll get an update in relation to how that's going. In the Republic of Ireland, you've got 9 in the East, 7 in the West and 5 in the South. And of them, when you look through them, you've got about about 18 are linked in some way or other to travel, and 3 are community transfer, which are the really worrying ones, and 2 obviously of those seriously ill.
Okay, George, we'll leave it there for now. If anything emerges from the Cabinet subcommittee, we will come back to you, but for now that's George Lee. And